The next patient is Ernestine Stone. The last name is S-T-O-N-E. First name E-R-N-E, S-T-I-N-E. Number one, clinical case of a 69-year-old African-American female that is following the office because of the presence of arterial hypertension. The patient has metabolic syndrome. She has continued losing weight. There is a weight loss of 8 pounds since the last visit that was about 6 months ago. She's in a pre-diabetic state, and for that reason I consider Ozempic to be indicated in this particular case. It's going to decrease the morbidity and the mortality and improve the general condition. The most important thing is that the patient has the drive to continue improving. I'm going to call a prescription into the pharmacy for 0.25 milligrams on a weekly basis, sub-Q. Number two, arterial hypertension that is under control, blood pressure is 116 over 72. Following number, a hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the patient has a remote history of cardiac arrhythmia that has been treated with the administration of propafenone. Propafenone, P-R-O-P-A-F-E-N-O-N-E. Following number, the patient continues with the fasting blood sugars above 100. And for that reason, I also consider Ozempic the ideal modality of therapy. Re-evaluation in 5 months with laboratory workup. I invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.